Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for January the 14th. I'm Paul White. Galatians chapter 1, verse 14, Paul says, "And I advanced in Judaism beyond many of my contemporaries in my own nation, being more exceedingly zealous for the traditions of my fathers." Let's go ahead and put the conjunction, verse 15, with it. "But when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me through his grace to reveal his son in me." I'll stop right there. So you're going to see that Paul's about to contrast what he had with what he has. What he had done is advanced in Judaism beyond many of his own contemporaries. This is his Jewish brethren. It's not the nation of Israel. When he says in my own nation, there was no nation of Israel. That's an anachronism. The nation of Israel did not exist as a territorial place. A Jew existed as an adherent to Judaism. The sons of Abraham existed as those who kept circumcision and could trace their lineage to Abraham. The argument of what made a man a Jew was actually at the heartbeat of Paul's theology in the book of Romans, where Paul counters everybody in his nation. All of Judaism declared that what made a man a Jew was being circumcised and adhering to the law of Moses. Paul would argue, no, what makes a man a Jew truly in this new covenant is the expansion of the new covenant where it goes across borders. What makes a man a Jew is to be circumcised on his heart. And that Paul will use the epistles to shore this up. This is not one of those moments really where Paul's trying to shore up his definition. He's just talking about the fact that he advanced in that religion to a level that most people in his circle did not, being more exceedingly zealous for the traditions of my fathers. Paul understands a thing or two about zealous, about what it means to have zeal. Look at Romans 10, and you'll recall this in our verse-by-verse study. Romans 10 and 1, let's read the first three verses. "Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they may be saved. For I bear them witness that they have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge." Paul says, I know what it means to have zeal. You have it. I see it. You have a zeal for God. This is to know God, to be used of God, to have a relationship with God, to be found in favor with God. Paul says, you have the zeal, but you don't have the knowledge. And here's why. Verse 3. "For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness and seeking to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted to the righteousness of God." So I'm not going to go back over this Romans 10 passage. We spent plenty of time on it. But just to know that Paul is calling out those in Romans 10 who have zeal. They have great effort, excitement, emotional attachment, yet they're ignorant. They're not going after the right things. Paul basically in Galatians 1 and 14 says the same thing of himself. "I advanced in Judaism beyond many of my contemporaries in my own nation, more exceedingly zealous for the traditions of my fathers." And these traditions of my fathers are the teachings, the writings of the rabbis, the priests, over the years between Moses and the time of the Apostle Paul, over 1,500 years of rabbinical tradition, a lot of which is not even recorded in the Old Testament. This is why every now and then something will pop up in the New Testament that you don't really have a frame of reference for in the Old Testament, and that's because they are sometimes speaking from rabbinical tradition. Jesus has to deal with this in the Gospels when the traditions of the fathers were certain washings. Remember the incident Jesus gets involved with the Pharisees when his disciples don't wash their hands. That was not in the Torah. That was in the writings of the fathers. And so Jesus counters those writings of the fathers because he says you've basically placed those on the same level as the Word of God. Paul in Galatians 1 is saying, man, I even took the traditions of the fathers to another level. Now we deal with that conjunction of 15, "but when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me through his grace to reveal his son in me that I might preach him among the Gentiles, I did not immediately confer with flesh and blood." There's a couple of things here. The latter half, that confer with flesh and blood, I want to talk about tomorrow. It deserves its own podcast. But to close today, Let's take a look at that 15th verse where Paul says, when it pleased God who separated me from my mother's womb and called me through his grace. Paul looked at his conversion as done on the part of God, that God chose him, that he was there. Now, this doesn't discount faith because Paul's writings are full of him putting his faith in this action. But Paul feels like God came and found him. And I think he would disagree with the common phrase in the modern church, when did you find the Lord? I think Paul would counter and say, you don't find the Lord, he finds you. I don't know that we make a big enough deal of this. Paul might have made a bigger deal than we would. We probably should reevaluate that statement. Men don't find the Lord finds men. And when men are found by the Lord, they can meet him with their faith or they can reject him. And I think to reject him is to reject the prompting of the Holy Spirit. And that's the only, that's it. That's the sin of the new covenant, is unbelief, is to reject him. And so it pleased God who separated me from my mother's womb. Paul gives no context for this. This is just his thought and his opinion. So he believes that he was special from the time he was born to do something great. He might have in his mind Jeremiah 1, in which God knew Jeremiah from his mother's womb. Paul might be thinking the same thing, and called me through his grace. And so here is Paul coming back to the grace theme that he opens verse 3 with, grace to you and peace. Paul brings it back here in Galatians. It's not going to be the last time Paul's going to use this as a theme. Tomorrow, let's talk about Paul not immediately conferring with flesh and blood and what implications that has for both his ministry and for modern ministry. You don't want to miss it. I'll see you tomorrow. God bless.